am so sick of all these polls. I would be sick of these polls even if my name were in there with everybody else. Just, can we vote already? America Weekend starts right now.
America Weekend.
Welcome to America Weekend. I'm Ed Kalegi. As always, very happy that you can be here for this hour of the show. Stay with us. Christina Staffa will be by momentarily. Our guest this hour is actress Linda Gray. You remember Linda? She was Sue Ellen back on Dallas. Well, she's got a pretty interesting book out right now, and she also has a pretty interesting look on life. We'll talk about the book. We'll talk about her career. We'll talk about Dallas. And we will talk with Linda Gray. Then it will be this week's edition of On the Mark with Mark Leonard, followed by my story. It involves going to the gas station. All right. New Jersey, where I live, is the only place in the civilized world where you were not allowed to pump your own gas for whatever reason. So the attendant comes out and I gave him a dollar amount. I did not want a full tank of gas. So what happens when the attendant kind of just pays no attention to that and the meter just keeps running and running and running? It's rather annoying, and I'll have that story. And then Christina and I will talk about strange preschool regulations. There is a certain area across our fruited plain that feels it's necessary to define in a law what a child is if you are running a preschool and or a nursery school. Yep. Overregulation, we'll talk about it. But we start things off this hour with the presidential election cycle, which will never end. It's actually the presidential election cycle, which hasn't even officially begun yet. What, we don't start voting? Iowa, the caucuses, February 1st. The first primary is New Hampshire, February 9th. Do you remember when Iowa and New Hampshire really mattered? Do they really matter anymore? This cycle has been going on for almost a year and a half, really, when you think about it. When people first started talking about who was going to run in 16? We were already talking about those things back in the summer of 14. And then back in 15, when Donald Trump declared, that's when everything really kicked into high gear. Let's be honest, there really is no race on the Democratic side. Bernie Sanders, okay, you have people that are so far to the left that would love to see him get the nomination. He cannot win a general election. Just like you have some of these far right-wing guys on the Republican side. Mike Huckabee, he could never win a general election. Bernie Sanders is Larry David in look, in sound, and in politics. And Mike Huckabee literally looks and sounds as if he's from 1957. He thinks it really is 1957. These guys cannot win. You got Hillary Clinton, no matter what you think about her, she's going to be the Democratic nominee. And I'll tell you what. Unless these polls are completely wrong, you're going to have Donald Trump as the GOP nominee. I get a kick out of how the media is making fun of Trump, lambasting Trump for whatever he says. Whatever your opinion is of him and his politics, you have to realize that the media have zeroed in on him. Trump said this, Trump said that. Don Lemon had a thing, I don't even know if he does this anymore, on CNN, where every night he had what Trump said today. They are overwhelmed and they are consumed with Donald Trump. But there are 32% at last check of 50% of the voting public that wants to see him as president. He is a serious candidate, no matter what you think of him personally or his politics per se. But can we at least please start voting? I am so sick of this. Chris Christie, all of a sudden, he's back in the race because he's polling well in New Hampshire. We haven't heard anything about Chris Christie. Here's the deal with Chris Christie. Christie would have done much better if Trump was not in the race. And why is that? Chris Christie is Trump light. Okay, and I'm not talking about the weight thing, because then I'd be wrong. Chris Christie is Trump. He was supposed to be the straight shooter. I'll tell you exactly what I think. I don't care what anybody thinks. But Trump has more charisma. And Trump has more of a name. Trump is the celebrity. So Chris Christie, he's kind of been boxed out. Let's see what this polling in New Hampshire with Christie really means. But as it stands right now, if it's anything other than Clinton versus Trump later on this year, I'd be surprised. But can we please just vote already? I am so sick of this already. Linda Gray, she's coming up next. This is America Weekend. And I'm Ed Kalenge.
America Weekend.
Order in the court. heart.
This is attorney Jay Coleman with The Final Verdict. Tom and Mike were having an argument. Tom got so angry he took a swing at Mike. His hand hit Mike's hat, knocking it off. Now Mike is pressing charges for assault and battery. But Tom says witnesses will say, "I never touched you." Who do you think will win and why? The final verdict after this.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.
The law considers anything you're wearing, such as a hat or a coat, as part of your body. Therefore, by violently knocking Mike's hat off, Tom committed battery. Assault, because he threw a punch. Battery, because it connected. And that's the final verdict.
Where are they now with Ahmad Rashad?
This hard-running All-Pro rushed for more than 10,000 yards in 9 NFL seasons. He helped lead the Tennessee Titans to Super Bowl 34, where they came up a yard short against the St. Louis Rams.
And George Goodwright cuts it up, makes one tackle, spins, dives, scores! What a run!
So where is Eddie George now? Eddie worked as a football analyst, but life pointed him in another direction. He earned an MBA from Northwestern's prestigious Kellogg School of Management and is a focused entrepreneur. Eddie owns a lifestyle and fitness company, a real estate development firm, and a pair of restaurants.
I'm going to be my own master and create my opportunities.
Eddie George, fortune far beyond the gridiron. I'm Ahmad Rashad.
The Movie Man 6-second review starts now.
For Star Wars nerds, it'll be lightsaber stiffies. For everyone else, The Force Awakens is still out of this world. I mean,
6-second reviews are brought to you by the flat out funniest comedy of the holiday season. Tina Fey and Amy Poehler are sisters, now playing.